Let us bring in Pat Pagano. Pat.
Yeah.
47 again this morning. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we had three seasons within 4 hours. It was like 55 degrees when I left and breezy and cloudy. So I get home and it felt like fall. So I went in the house, did some work and stuff like that. All of a sudden I saw the sun come out and I head out to the back deck and it's beautiful. It's like 65 and sunny. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. For about an hour and 10 minutes. And then it got cloudy and the breeze picked up and it felt like it was back down to 50. I think it was about 55. But I came inside and it turned so cool. I actually had to put the little bit of the heat, I got a heater on just to take the dampness out of the air. It was ridiculous yesterday.
Just remember this.
Why?
Remember this when it's 95 and everybody's sweating.
Bring on.
I know you'll like it, but most of the people won't.
Please bring on the 95. Please, I want to sweat.
Not in the forecast. Not in the forecast. In fact, today another cool day. Again, more like April. Varying amounts of sun, clouds, spotty shower. Highs low 70s at best. Tonight, back to 45 to 50. Partly sunny Thursday, 75 to 80, a little bit better. And Friday, sun and clouds, low 80s. Saturday, clouding up with some showers developing in the mid-70s. That will continue Saturday night. Sunday, questionable, but right now I'll say clouds will mix with sun, and I won't forecast any rain. Problem for Sunday, if this were the wintertime, we would be referring to this as an Alberta Clipper. And I would tell you the same thing in the wintertime that I'm going to tell you now. These lows have a narrow band of precipitation with it north and south. And where the track is, if you're 50 miles either side, you're going to get precipitation. If you're further away, you'll get nothing. So it's very possible that if this low doesn't track across Pennsylvania on Sunday, and it tracks a little bit further south across Baltimore, Washington, D.C., we will have no rain, and it'll be partly sunny. Tracks across Pennsylvania toward New Jersey, we will have some rain. If it goes a little bit further north, we're going to have a lot of rain. So the tendency so far has been to drop the track further and further south, making us drier by Sunday. But I don't trust it. It's only Wednesday, and we're 5 days away. Anything could happen with the computer model. So we have Sunday on the fence, but we do know that Saturday will be showery.
Now, Saturday, of course, is the Belmont Stakes.
Right. And it's going to rain.
How much rain?
Could be about a half an inch.
They normally go off about like 6 o'clock in the evening, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, by that time, I mean, it could be a nice steady rain. But they'll race no matter what.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, so they'll race no matter what. I guess the biggest question is, what does that mean about the track and the various horses that run the track, which somebody like Mike would be able to talk.
Yeah, he was talking about that earlier already, yeah.
Yeah.
He was talking about that earlier. Mike had a bad day yesterday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, his phone line's been really terrible.
Yeah.
So he brought in the phone company, and it's been deteriorating week after week. So the phone company came in, and Mike's cat, this only would happen to Mike. Mike's cat urinated on the jack, okay? And the urine, of course, ruined the jack. So it cost him $70 to replace the jack. It's going to cost him $100 to fix it with the urine from the cat. So then he sits down to watch the TV after a long day at the polls, and his TV went right. Both HDMI jacks and the three cable HD input all three of them went, so he has to get a new TV. Then he had going to get his air conditioner serviced, right? Central Air.
Right.
And he, you know, he figured, well, it's going to be around, what, $75, $100? The guy's just going to recharge $200 and some odd. He had a $1,000 day yesterday.
Well, I would say, well, you know, as far as the cats go, what are you going to do? You know, this is, these are pets, and, you know, and especially cats, you know, they get into everything.
Yeah, these are the things that you have to plan for. Yeah.
Yeah, you really have to, you know, I'm sorry about that, but. In any event, so that is the problem for Sunday, I think that we'll see clearer indications tomorrow and again on Friday.
All right, so we'll have a better idea tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, always.
But right now the big rig event. See, the big rig event is on Sunday. That's the big outdoor event. That's where, you know, where the kids come and get on big trucks and cranes and stuff like that. It's a fundraiser for the Housatonic Daycare Center. But it's a big weekend. There's a lot going on as we head into summer. So, but the real on Saturday, of course, is the Belmont. So, because now we're, you know, you got a horse going for a triple crown here.
Okay. Right. So it's a big thing. Okay.
Justify.
And right now it does look wet. So we'll keep you posted on that. How was your trip to and from Manhattan?
Did not go. Negatory.
Oh, you did.
Negatory. Did not
canceled
go.
It. Okay, canceled. So we don't have to worry about that. I stayed up to watch America's Got Talent last night. You know, again, I will tell you folks, it is the best show on TV, in my opinion. It is just phenomenal. I don't find the judges to be as obnoxious as some of the other judges on some of the other reality shows. It's just a wide variety of talent that is just sometimes incredible. You know, there were at least twice last night I wanted to stand up in my living room and applaud.
Don't do that.
I wanted to. And I normally, you know, normally nothing on TV motivates me that much. But the closing act, Marshall, was just phenomenal. I will tell you because I hope I'm not going to be. Well, you still have to watch it to see. It was a gentleman who came on stage. And, you know, just a little bit about his life. He has 6 children. I believe 4 of which are adopted. 1 of which has cerebral palsy. And he's working very, very hard to support his family. And he's a singer. And he sings. And he is phenomenal. And not only do they give him 4 yeses, because there are 4 judges, but of all judges, Simon gets up and goes for the gold buzzer.
What does that mean?
When you get the gold buzzer, that means you're in the finals automatically, and you don't have to compete until the very end of the show. So you don't have to keep coming back, you know, and then hope to get into the semifinals, and then hope to get into the finals. You just jump right to it. And he got on stage, Simon, as the credits were rolling, and you could hear him, and he goes up, and he's shaking the gentleman's hand. You know, it only goes to show what a human being he is, because he just felt so much for this young man. And I have to tell you, he was a very good singer. It was extremely moving, and it's nice to have programs like that on TV.
Did he push the golden button?
He pushed the golden button.
All right, so the guy's in the finals.
He's in the finals.
There we go.
Great. If you get a chance. Even if you didn't DVR it, I'm sure you could see it on, you know, on demand.
Oh, you probably you can go to YouTube. They got a YouTube channel.
Right. And if you don't want to watch any of the show, definitely watch the end.
There was something on YouTube yesterday with these cats performing on one of those shows, and it was amazing to see what these two women did with cats.
They were okay, that was a last night show, but no, it could have been one of them.
It was one of those shows, and they're from like Ukraine or Russia or Czechoslovakia or something, and these cats were doing things that dogs do. It was amazing. I saw that on YouTube.
Okay, it may have been. I don't know. That may have been the time when I took a little break.
That wasn't on last night's show. I don't know. It was on some show like that, but it was
some show. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's so America's Got Talent.
Yep.
Well, none of it's in Washington, D.C., that's for sure.
No, that's for sure.
Well, hey, we have two important things to talk about. Today is the 50th.
Robert F. Kennedy. Yeah.
And also, it's the anniversary of the D-Day invasion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those events happened on this date.
Wow.
Important dates in American and world history on this date, sure, separated by many, many years. All right, well, Pat, I want you to march forward, and I want you to applaud for me at the end of at home tonight.
Okay.
All right.
When do I do that?
Do it about 7 o'clock, because I'll successfully go to sleep at that time.
Okay, I will.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty, bye, Marshall.
Pat Vigano this morning in the Weather Center with a check, of course, on our Tri-State forecast.